Hello, so my name is Chris Joyces, and I'm with the University of Washington working with the Tacoma Public Library Community Archive Center. I'm at the Hilltop Story Fest today with Jennifer Lacey. It's good to meet you. So let's begin with the first question. What does this neighborhood mean to you?
Hilltop means community. Gosh, here I go. Hilltop means community and belonging to me. Yes.
Excellent. So how would you say this neighborhood has shaped you to be who you are?
So I moved to Hilltop just over 4 years ago. I've been familiar with the neighborhood since I was a teenager, and then for the past 20 years I've visited various businesses. But living here, has been life-changing for me and for my son, because it's been the first time that we've ever had a support system. And that has really brought so much healing for me personally. And I know that my son, who is 11 now, his name's Camden Nixon. Just get him. I want to get him in there too.
He's part of your story.
Yeah. And I moved here because my son is biracial, white and black, and I wanted him to be surrounded by people that looked like him in business, in the neighborhood, at the school. And that was really important. But I guess I did not realize how much I needed it too.
It's an amazing story, and it's amazing to hear about the role that the neighborhood has played in in healing.
Yeah,
I think that's a powerful piece. Well, you said you had a story that you wanted to share a little bit about something that's happened in the Hilltop neighborhood.
Yes. So in February of 2023, which is the current year, some of my friends who are also Hilltop residents were at a co-create event, and they learned that there was plans to construct all turf baseball fields for a specific high school on these 6 acres of raw land directly behind Stanley Elementary, which is our neighborhood park and school. It is a integral part of our community. And within days after that conversation, a lot of residents started receiving permit notifications from the city that they were already in the process of getting a building permit to change the zoning code to do the project. This was not something that anybody in the Hilltop neighborhood had been asked about, nor was it something that we wanted. And it felt very much like we were being pillaged, like another very affluent neighborhood that was a very different demographic than Hilltop was going to be coming in and just using our resources without us being asked. And so we started emailing and calling and trying to figure out who to talk to get our voices heard. And
at the city?
Yeah, at the city, at Metro Parks, and at the school district, because they were all, well, Metro Parks and the school district. The city really didn't have anything to do with it at the time. And so we were able to get them to put on a community meeting where they thought they were coming just to give a presentation and get our buy-in on a very small piece of the property that they were going to put in, like a little park. And that didn't turn out so well. We were very upset, and they were very surprised. And what ended up happening was several community meetings, hundreds of emails, an organization of people at school board meetings, Metro Parks meetings, city council. Like, we wrote everybody, we showed up everywhere we could to let them know that we did not agree, that this was not in the best interest of our community. It did not talk to what we do in that space. And we kept hearing, well, it's so underused, and I beg to differ. It's underdeveloped. And Hilltop has historically been forgotten, underserved. It is, even the city of Tacoma says that it is a area of low opportunity. And so it was really a slap in the face that instead of investing in the people that are here, that live here, and the children that are here, and the longtime residents that are here, that they wanted to invest in a totally different demographic, like in community. And we rose up and we were heard and we won. We were successful in that attempt, and nobody believed it. Like, they didn't believe it could actually happen. But for me, it just goes to show like what we really can do when we come together. Because, you know, there were many people that didn't know each other before the event, and we all know each other very well now. And I was out knocking on doors, passing out flyers. If I saw you, we were talking, canvassing, you know, after hours for the people that walk their dogs there. All the people, and it was just, it just really brought home that feeling of community and belonging, and I'm just so, so proud of my community. We all, like, we came together, we made a handout that had conceptual drawings of what we'd like to see. We had our own community survey that we did, graphs, pie charts, comments. Like, we really...
The real vision.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And they were stunned. Metro Parks was absolutely floored when we presented it. And I think, you know, and that was just people on their own time. We're talking, you know, parents and community members that have lives and tasks and jobs of their own, just really coming together. And it just really solidified that this is where we were meant to be. So,
well, thank you for sharing that story. I hope that it's useful to other people when they think about potentially engaging in those type of things to help to create a vision. So thank you for taking the time and sharing with us today.
Yes. Thank you so much for this opportunity. I appreciate it.